Religion also plays a role in our next story. The Persian Gulf Emirate of Dubai has been cracking down on offensive behavior taking place on its beaches. That's led to more than 6,000 people being stopped in the first 10 months of the year. Sebastian Usher is the BBC's Arab Affairs editor. He explained to me what authorities in Dubai consider to be offensive beach behavior.
A lot of the people who were cautioned for their behaviour on the beaches were because they were swimming either in underwear or fully clothed. It wasn't really quite explained how that was the case, but that's one of the more minor things. I mean, other things are with couples are often being watched, and when you're in Dubai, you don't always know how to behave. Kissing, touching can be a problem because any couple who's not married in Dubai, it's illegal to be kissing, to be touching. It's a conservative Muslim country, so that's against the law, that's against the rules there.
As far as the inappropriate dress goes, I mean, is there a dress code? What are men and women supposed to wear on the beaches of Dubai?
Well, they're supposed to dress modestly. I mean, it depends on the kind of beaches that you go on. And there's beaches, obviously, which are essentially private, which are to do with hotels where people can dress very much as they want. On the public beaches, this is what we're really talking about. Modesty is what's expected. It's not as you would have, say, for example, if you were in Saudi Arabia, where the women would have to be completely covered. They'd have to be in robes, although a lot of the Emirati women would be. But for a Westerner, you know, you shouldn't be wearing anything that's too skimpy. And obviously things like topless sunbathing on public beaches is completely and utterly out of the question.
Given the economic climate, it would seem that Dubai would want those tourists right now, would be a little flexible on some of these rules.
Well, this is what's interesting because, I mean, this is the tightrope they've had to walk all this time, that they have to respond to their own people who have increasingly shown their displeasure, basically, at the way that tourists, expatriates behave when they're there. But also, I mean, Dubai is completely built on the backs of the expatriates who come to work there, and increasingly, as you're saying, on the tourism that's engendered. So it's strange in a way. I mean, I think part of what has done this is last year there were two British expatriates who were accused of having sex on the beach.
They were in Dubai,
They were in Dubai. They were living and working in Dubai. They weren't tourists. They could have faced up to 6 years in prison. In the end, it slightly fizzled out. They got 3 months in prison and they got a pardon. But that case focused so much attention on Western, what's seen as misbehavior, that the authorities have since then increased, they've stepped up the measures that they take. I mean, now they have more of these undercover patrols on the beaches. They have floodlights on some of the main public beaches all through the night, so that any kind of behavior which is seen as offensive can also be monitored then. So, I mean, this is something which has developed, I think, as more expats have come to live there. I mean, there's more than 3 million there now, and as more tourists have come to live there. So it's a developing thing, but they do have a very difficult line to walk between wanting to attract these people, not wanting to put them off, but also not wanting to antagonize their own people.
Right, and I think of the heavy investment Dubai has in Las Vegas. I think of how Dubai has essentially reinvented itself as a, you know, kind of a party destination for Westerners, and I guess, should we be really surprised that these Western beach stories are coming from a destination in the Mideast?
The kind of behavior that you see in Dubai wouldn't be allowed in any other Gulf country. And that's why an awful lot of Arabs from Saudi Arabia, from the other Gulf Emirates, flock to Dubai because they're much freer there. A lot of this is to do with the construction workers from the Indian subcontinent who are really not meant to be seen. They're not regarded. You're not meant to know how Dubai is being built on their sweat. They come onto the beach, they don't really know how to behave, they don't have money to spend, so they stand there and they then get accused of ogling. They can, you know, at worst, be charged, and they can have their pictures put in the local newspapers and be called sex pests.
The BBC's Arab Affairs editor, Sebastian Usher, in London. Thank you, Sebastian.
Thank you very much.